Hi, guys, and welcome to Like This Pod, the mini version of the I Think You're Gonna Like This podcast.
Why? 10,000 years will give you such a crick in the neck.
So what are we going to talk about today?
It is volume 2 of our Appreciation Month, and this week we are talking about Robin Williams, yes. Who is, we are celebrating the anniversary of his passing, mm-hmm. which will be Thursday?
I think so.
No, it is today that you are hearing this episode. Yes. So.
Yeah. So. We just love him a lot.
And we do.
He has done a lot of wonderful and magnificent things, and we want to talk about him. So, we're just going to do that.
Yes. Why don't you lead us off?
So, I'm only going in chronological order because that's the list that, like, I have pulled up to make sure I don't forget things. he did Good Morning Vietnam. And I watched it in school, and it was one of the only movies that we watched in school that I actually, like, cared about and watched because it had Robin Williams in it. I know it's not, like, the best, it's not the best subject matter, you know. But I did really like that movie, and I think he was definitely, like, the light of happiness that it needed. Yeah. 100%.
I cannot think about Robin Williams without two movies, and the first one is always Hook.
Yeah.
Hook is my favorite Robin Williams performance of all time. I love Peter Pan, any iteration of Peter Pan, but Hook being my absolute favorite. I love the grown-up Peter Pan story.
It's so cool.
I love the movie in general. I love Dustin Hoffman in it as well. He's incredible.
Yeah.
And Julia Roberts as Tink. But Robin Williams just is magic.
He's the perfect Peter Pan.
He is Peter Pan. Like
you guys, I want to preface this. I'm probably going to cry in this episode and the next one. But I 100% agree. Hook is just amazing.
I've told Jacqueline that I actually have not been able to watch it since he passed away 6 years ago. I have not watched it since. Yeah. So
I watched it, but it was hard. I think I watched it like through the tears. So I didn't really watch it, but like I knew what happened, obviously. But it's really good. Really, really good.
Peter, you've become a pirate. I love it. I love it so much. I love that the kids are doing Peter Pan in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite.
I agree. I really, really love Fern Gully. You guys, I forgot for a long time that Fern Gully existed, and then I was watching something probably on Facebook or YouTube, and like I heard the voice, Batty Coda, which is who Robin Williams, like that's his voice, and I was like, oh my gosh, I forgot Fern Gully was a thing. And oh my gosh, you guys, I forgot how much I freaking love that movie.
Yeah.
It's so funny and it's so good. And
it's so sad.
I know, but it's so funny too.
Yeah.
Like, it's just so cute and I just can't handle it.
It was another one that devastated me. The whole like burning of the rainforest, and I'm just like, no, we can't do it.
Yeah.
But it's good. When it's good, it's good.
Right. Yeah. And just his voice, just it just makes me happy every time. Yes. Every time.
Speaking of voice, my other main Robin Williams movie, which I'm sure is most people our age is Robin Williams movie, is Aladdin.
All of the Aladdin. Like, because he...
Yeah, the entire, like... triad franchise.
Yeah, because there's Aladdin, there's King Aladdin and the King of Thieves, which I loved that movie.
Yeah, and Return of Jafar.
Yeah. I don't do Return of Jafar because it's, like, fine. It's
okay.
Fine. It's not my favorite, but that's just because I hate Jafar. But, yeah, Aladdin.
Yeah.
You can keep talking because I interrupted.
No, you're okay. You guys know that we love Aladdin. You know that we love the genie. And you know that I love Robin Williams as the genie the most because I asked Jacqueline that when the genie comes out, if he does not wear the goofy hat, then he is not the actual genie at the end when he comes back from Disney World.
Yeah. But it's okay.
It's fine because it's not Robin Williams anyways. But
yeah,
I love the genie.
I do too. The genie always makes me the most happy. And I said, I love Aladdin and the King of Thieves. It's one of the better, like, sequels.
Straight to video sequels?
Yeah. But I didn't care because it was the best.
When you're a little kid, you don't care. You're like, there's just more.
There's more. And of the people that I already know and I love. Yeah. And it's fine.
They didn't change the voice actor.
Yeah. But yeah, I really, really love Aladdin a lot. A lot, a lot.
Me too. And the genie is the best part. And I always forget. It's kind of like Beetlejuice. I forget that the genie doesn't come in for a while.
Yeah. Because you have to get through the whole first part. You have to get through one jump ahead.
Uh-huh.
And then you have to get to the part where he gets arrested and da-da-da. And then he's
Riff-raff Street Rat?
Yeah. There's a whole lot that goes on before he goes to the Cave of Wonders. Yeah.
Cave of Wonders isn't until like halfway through the movie.
Yeah. And it's not a long movie.
No. And I'm like, I was watching it when I got Disney Plus. It's one of the first things that I watched. And because I was watching through all the princess movies. And I was like, when does the genie get here? I mean, like I knew, because I know all the words to the movie.
Right.
But at the same time, like, I don't feel like it's supposed to take this long for the genie to get here.
It's because you're just waiting the whole time. Like, usually people are waiting until, you know, Jasmine gets there. Yeah. No, I would like the genie, please.
No.
Jasmine can go away. Jasmine's just give fine. Me only the genie.
I love the genie.
I think there was one, there was, like, some video or TV something or other that it was, like, just the genie or something. I don't remember.
Like, they cut out all of his scenes?
Yeah, it That's was really awesome. The best thing I've ever seen.
I like it.
I also really love Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yes! That's the next one on my list, too. It's so good. Hello!
It's like, he does that all the time, and every time she does, I just start cracking up. It's the greatest.
He's got the pie on his face. I just love it. I love Mrs. Doubtfire. I have the DVD. I bought it recently.
Yeah.
I saw it for like $5 at Walmart. I was like, oh, that's coming home with
that
me.
That needs to happen for sure. He's just so funny.
Oh, he's so good. Pierce Brosnan's the stepdad, remember? Because Adam brought that up.
Right.
He's like, Pierce Brosnan's in Mrs. Doubtfire. I was like, that's Robin Williams.
Yeah.
He's like, no, he's the stepdad. I'm like, we don't care about the stepdad. No,
we only care about Robin Williams.
Yes. I love Mrs. Doubtfire. I love Sally Field.
Yes.
I love Mara Wilson. Love. And I love Robin Williams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's the greatest. And that is just like, it was just so normal to have this man be like, I'm going to dress up as a woman.
Because he's like, I'm going to hang out with my kids.
Yeah. And I'm like, you know what? Okay.
You hang out with your kids.
Everyone, that's fine for literally everyone.
And then he becomes the like TV personality.
Yeah.
It's the greatest. I love Mrs. Doubtfire.
I love the whole, my favorite is just the whole scene, like, making him into Mrs.
All the different, like, personas.
Yeah. And they're like, we need to do this. And they're like, oh, honey. Yeah.
Mine, too.
The greatest.
I also really love Jumanji.
Yes.
In the jungle, you must wait until the dice rolls 5 or 8. The
Jumanji's
best.
He's amazing, you guys. It terrified me as a kid.
Me too. I was like, I will get, we had the game and I was like, I will get sucked into this game.
Yeah. I thought I was going to turn into a monkey.
Oh.
I was terrified. That kid, when he turns into the monkey, I freaked out, you guys.
The monkey part didn't scare me. The getting stuck in the board game scared me.
See, I wanted to get stuck in the board game. I was like, that's fine. I can go in the jungle. I don't know.
Nobody believed me that you were sucked into that board game. Poor Bonnie Hunt.
Yeah. But also a very good movie.
Yes. I was telling Jacqueline that I was obsessed with Kirsten Dunst when I was little. Mm-hmm. And I saw I still see all the things that she does because I still love her. Yes, Philip. She is a good actress. Philip doesn't think she's a good actress.
Philip's wrong.
He is wrong. But yes.
We still saw Philip is wrong a lot.
Yeah. I saw it because she was in it and then got the joy that is Robin Williams as Adam.
Yeah. I also really like, this is going to be weird, but I like his version of Hamlet.
See, I saw that on the list, and I love the Kenneth Branagh Hamlet, but I did not know, I did not remember him being in it. He has to be a very small part.
He's Osric.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I know that I liked him because I was watching it in one of my, like, extracurricular theater classes in college where I just needed a class so I could be full time. And we were watching it, and I remember, I was like, oh, I forgot that Robin Williams is in this. And I like it.
And I mean, it's the dumbed down Hamlet. Like,
yeah.
Let's be real here. But, yeah. But, yes.
That's why we watched it in my, like, beginning theater class.
Explaining Hamlet. You could have just watched Lion King.
It's true. And we actually, our professor was, like, telling us about, like, the similarities and everything. I was like, if you would like, I can put together a PowerPoint for you. Like, a whole thing. He's like, no, that's not necessary. I said, but are you sure?
I didn't study Hamlet until college. And so I didn't get the comparisons until college. And yeah. I was just like, oh my gosh, this is Hamlet. It's like, this is the Lion King. It's legit the same. I mean, I mean, they call it out. It is definitely like an adaptation. Yeah. But I was just like, wow, it's so close.
Right.
My next one is The Birdcage or La Cage aux Folles.
I didn't watch that with him, I don't think. No, I did. I lied. I did.
It's so good.
I did. I forgot that I did, but I did.
I was like, we will watch it.
I had to look at the movie, like the front of the picture, and I was like, ah, yes, I did see that one.
So I did not know for the longest time because I'd only seen The Birdcage. I've still not seen La Cage.
Me neither.
The stage show or the movie or any of it.
Yeah.
But my mom loves The Birdcage. So we watched The Birdcage quite a few times. It. And it's great. But yeah. La Cage aux Folles.
Yeah.
Love it.
The best. I also really like Father's Day.
Yeah, it makes me sad too, though.
It makes me sad, but it's funny. Yeah. I mean, it's got him and Billy Crystal.
Billy Crystal, yeah.
And Julia Louis-Dreyfus. So it all works. But I think it's funny.
It's a really good one.
Yeah.
I really, really, really love Good Will Hunting.
Mm-hmm.
And I like knew about this movie for a long time, and I thought I did not realize that it's like Good Will Hunting.
Yeah,
like it's his name because like Good Will Hunting sounds sounds like a proverb or something.
Yeah, and but, it's just good, Will Hunting.
Yeah, it's so good. It is such a wonderful movie. Yeah. I just
if you haven't seen it, you need to.
Yes.
It's one of those things.
Like, baby Matt Damon and Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
Minnie Driver's in it. She's adorable.
Ugh, yeah.
And Robin Williams is just outstanding in it. Mm-hmm. He's just out. In his best roles, I love him as a teacher.
Yeah, I do too. He's, you guys, I'm like getting goosebumps. I'm probably going to cry soon. It's fine. Yes. I also really love him in Flubber.
Yeah.
I love Flubber so much, you guys. I love Flubber always.
I love a silly Robin Williams. He is my most, at his silliest, he is my most favorite.
And that is the most silliest. Yes. And he's just trying his best.
Yes.
And it's, I love him so much. Like, I watched Flubber with Cameron fairly recently, and by fairly recently I mean like a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And he at first did not understand it.
Oh.
And then like as we get through and it gets sillier and like more, especially when Flubber starts dancing.
Yeah.
That's the best part. Cameron's like, all right, I like this movie.
It's cute.
Yeah.
It's a remake, right? Yeah, it's Absent Minded Professor, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I also really like.
Yes. Me too.
Yeah.
I'm getting towards the bottom of my list.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure you're not. So I do not really like License to Wed, but I really like Robin Williams in it.
Yeah.
And I like the cast, but it is a very silly movie.
It is. I like it because it's very silly.
But I love Mandy Moore and I love John Krasinski and I really love Robin Williams. So it's a fun time, but it is definitely not an art film.
No. It's ridiculous and amazing. Yeah. I love it.
But I love all the things he makes them do.
Yep.
It is so good.
I also like Patch Adams.
I haven't seen that
one. It's a good one. It's got a lot of good people in it.
That's the one where he has the people enter the cervix, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. It's been a very long time since.
That's the only, like...
I think so.
Part I, remember seeing, like, a clip of.
Yeah.
Because it's like a... It's like he's... I don't think he's a gynecologist, but maybe he is.
No.
But he like, opens a building or something, and it's, like, a woman's legs and, like, a dress. And you, like, enter the cervix. It's weird.
Something. Yeah. I don't... Yeah. But it's been a very long time since I've seen that movie.
Yeah.
It's your turn. I'm sorry.
No, keep going.
RV...
I haven't seen that one either.
Also one of my most favorites. Because it has JoJo in it, too.
Get out.
Like, right now. Oh my goodness, this movie. And he's just trying to be, you know, the family man and do, you know, all the things. But it's so ridiculously funny. Like, he has to figure out how to empty the sewage tank in the RV, and you can imagine what happens. And I just love it. And I think Kristen Chenoweth is in this one, too.
I think so.
I think she's in it. Yeah, because they, like, meet this other, like, family, and they're, like, real country.
Yeah.
And everything, and Kristen Chenoweth is the wife.
Of course she is. That makes sense.
But, yeah, Robin Williams is married to Cheryl Hines.
Okay.
And then their kids are JoJo and Josh Hutcherson.
Okay.
It's the greatest.
I like it.
Yeah. 100%. I love it. It's so cute.
So my last one is Jacqueline's most favorite movie, and it's Happy Feet.
I love Happy Feet so much.
And it makes me cry like a baby.
Yep.
But I love it. I love it.
Oh, my Lanta. Ramon and Lovelace
yes.
are the most amazing characters in that entire movie. Anyone can fight me on it. I don't care.
I love them.
I love Happy Feet. I love penguins. TJ also loves penguins. And I told him that he is Happy Feet because he can't sing, but he can drum. He's like, but I can't dance. I said, but you have rhythm.
Yeah. And they're just beating their feet on the ground, really.
I'm like, and you can do that. It's fine. Yeah. So I've decided that TJ is Happy Feet.
I like it.
But I love Happy Feet so much. You guys, I'm like... shaking
She's
in my
so
chair
excited.
I'm so excited. I love Happy Feet. I like want to go home and watch it right now. I won't, but I want to. I also really like Man of the Year.
I haven't seen that one either.
It's funny.
Yeah.
It has Christopher Walken in it and okay. Jeff Goldblum, so obviously it's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I also love all of the 90th Museum movies. He plays Theodore Roosevelt. And he's the greatest. And he is very much like, he's like, you know, it's all going to be okay. And like the wise, like, voice of reason mm-hmm. to Ben Stiller. And it's just amazing.
I have not seen Night at the Museum, but I'm sure he plays a really good Teddy Roosevelt. But my Teddy Roosevelt will always be our late friend Dale Mason.
Yes, so. That is true. He also, non-famous yes. movie star yes. person, will always be Dale Mason.
Yes.
I agree. Yes. I also love August Rush.
I do not remember him being in August Rush.
He's the guy.
Yeah, I've only seen it the one time. I remember Carrie Russell and Jonathan Rhys Meyers and Freddie Highmore. I remember all of them.
Yeah, because they're... also in it.
Yeah.
But
well, they're the mom, the dad, and the kid.
Yeah.
But so he's the musician?
He's the musician.
Okay.
He's the one who teaches him and who does all of the things. Okay. And the, yeah. Oh, you guys, I love August Rush. I haven't watched August Rush in like 12,000 years. But I love it so much. TJ asked me if I was going to talk about August Rush for an hour, and I said no, but I wanted to. There are just so many good things that happen in August Rush.
Yeah.
But this is not about August Rush. It is about Robin Williams. And he is just amazing in that show. Amazing. He's also in Old Dogs, which I love, and it has John Travolta in it, so it makes it even better. It has a lot of really good people, because there's Kelly Preston, obviously, yes. Matt Dillon, Justin Long, Seth Green.
Nice!
Rita Wilson, Dax Shepard, Lori Loughlin, like all of these amazing people. Oh, Bernie Mac.
Okay. All right.
But they, ugh, they're the best. It's so funny. It's like, I can't even explain it, but they're just these two guys who are older,
yeah,
and they're trying to like be younger, but then they mix up, like their prescriptions get mixed up, and like,
don't they turn into
hilarity
dogs?
yeah, and hilarity ensues. And it's awesome.
I like it.
But I think, yeah, that's it, because then we get more Night at the Museum, yeah, and then that's it for movies. I did manage to find all of his like parts that he was on Sesame Street, all those episodes.
Aww.
And I watched them. It was before he died that I did that, but I did that because he's in like 12 episodes.
Aww.
Of Sesame Street. I like, and he's it. Also at Big Bird's birthday party 1 year, so aww, it's really important.
That's really sweet. Also, he was in an episode of Friends.
Yeah. I was going to let you talk about, yeah, that one.
It's very important. We were sitting in the Taco Bell drive-thru, and I was like, I have to remember to talk about how he was in Friends.
Yeah. He and Billy Crystal were friends. It was the best. And it was just an open, right?
Well, they're playing characters, I think, that they played in a movie.
I think so. Someday.
But he's definitely in, he's in like a cold open of Friends.
Yeah. And it's so random.
Yeah.
And
with Billy Crystal, and they're both talking in weird accents. Or maybe it's just Robin Williams.
It's just Robin Williams.
In a weird accent. It's the one, it's like towards the end of season 3. I'm not there yet because, mm-hmm, I'm doing a rewatch right now. And it's the one where Pete wants to be the ultimate fighting champion.
Yeah. And he tells Monica that they need to talk.
Yeah. And then she gets the thing about the ring.
Yeah.
And she thinks it's an engagement ring, and it's, right, a boxing ring.
And Rachel's like, you can have bouquet of money.
Bouquet. It's not gonna be great, but people are gonna love it.
Yeah.
No, that's the money salad. It's gonna be dry, but people will love it.
Yeah. But in the very beginning, we get Robin Williams and Billy Crystal, and Robin Williams is so, like, he's not serious through the whole, yeah, thing, but he's talking like very serious, yeah, and like Billy Crystal's broken. He's gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, and like when they leave, he just like looks at the camera and he's like, well. Oh, it's so funny.
It is.
I love it so much.
I just love him, you guys. Although we did say that neither of us have seen any Mork. No Mork and Mindy. No, Happy Days Mork.
We haven't. So maybe we will have to do that.
We need to watch some Mork. But you did say that you had seen The Crazy Ones, which was the last thing he,
yes,
did.
I did. I got to see The Crazy, yeah, Ones. I didn't see all of them, but I, yeah, saw a couple, yeah, of the episodes. That was his last TV show.
Yes.
And everything.
Probably the last thing he was acting on, because I think he had some movies released posthumously.
He did voices for a couple, but his last movie was Ninth Museum 3, and those came out after he passed.
Yeah, but I think that he might have recorded, like, filmed them before, because, mm-hmm, you tend to like do movies, right, like in advance,
yeah,
because they take so long to edit, whereas like TV shows, a lot of times you're shooting like just a couple weeks ahead.
Yeah, that's true.
So
I don't know.
I don't either. Their schedule, I'm assuming you guys.
They haven't contacted us to tell us what their schedule is, which is kind of rude. So we're just speculating
here. I'm just crying right now because of how wrong you are.
Exactly. They're very wrong, and it's rude, and we needed all of this information. No one told us.
Oh, goodness.
But, yeah. This man's amazing.
Yeah.
I was very, very sad when he passed. I, like, remember, like, sobbing.
Yeah.
When I found out.
He was a big loss.
Mm-hmm.
He's one that I'm, like, I still have to, like, remind myself that he's gone.
I do, too. I have to sit there, and I'm like, I wonder, nope, can't. That's, mm-hmm, not a thing anymore. Mm-hmm. Never mind. And I love his daughter had a, she said something about him when he passed, which I really, really liked. I'm going to see if I can find it really fast for you guys. She said, the world is forever a little darker, less colorful, and less full of laughter in his absence. And I, like, could not agree more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he just made me laugh all the time.
Yeah.
Like, if I was having a bad day, I know I could put on some sort of Robin Williams movie and I would be fine. Everything would be okay because I would just start laughing again.
I told Jacqueline that I feel like the Barack Obama quote, which I don't even know if I could get through it without crying.
Yeah, I was just like, I can see it.
Totally encompasses, like,
how we feel.
Yes. Do you want to read it?
I can try. I will do my best, you guys.
It's so beautiful.
It is. So this is from Barack Obama. Robin Williams was an airman, a doctor, a genie, a nanny, a president, a professor, a bangarang Peter Pan, and everything in between. But he was one of a kind. He arrived in our lives as an alien, but he ended up touching every element of the human spirit. He made us laugh. He made us cry. He gave his immeasurable talent freely and generously to those who needed it most. From our troops stationed abroad to the marginalized on our own streets. The Obama family offers our condolences to Robin's family, his friends, and everyone who found their voice and their verse thanks to Robin Williams.
Oh, that makes me so weepy.
I know. You guys heard my voice crack.
It's so beautiful. Like, and it's just so perfect.
And it's how we feel. Like, yeah. I said, like, anytime I was sad or I needed anything, I'd put something on with him. Mm-hmm. Usually it was Aladdin because it was the most easily accessible. But I'd find Mrs. Doubtfire. I'd even find just clips from Mrs. Doubtfire. I'd find Flubber. Oh, my gosh. I watched Flubber so many times when I was sad. But it just, he was the best.
Yes. Definitely a national treasure.
So if you guys want to keep hanging out with us and talking more about Robin Williams and the greatest treasure that he was, you can find us at LikeThisPod on Instagram, LikeThis_pod on Twitter, and /LikeThisPod on Facebook. You can find me personally at Princess_Jack on Instagram, or Jack4104 on Twitter, and Jack is JACQ.
And you can find me at LouderThanWords, LOWDER, on Instagram and Twitter.
If you want to support the show, there's a link in the show notes to our Patreon page, or you can rate and review us on your podcast carrier. We will see you guys on Thursday for a discussion about Dead Poets Society and Jack. Thanks for listening.
Bye. Phenomenal cosmic power.